We do not use it to record any conversations or any other data. We use it at the time of its use to find a cell phone, and that's all we do with it.
Howard went on to say New York state and federal law provides guidelines for using the device, and it's subject to judicial review. But he would not discuss the sheriff's office policies or procedures for tracking cell phones.
The specific use of the device should be left to the monitoring of the courts and not to the legislature or to the media.
Asked about how much information could be released, Howard said,
"It's my hope that at some point in time, some common sense would take over here, and the realization would be the more time we spend educating the public to this device, the more time we're educating the criminal element on how to avoid it."
Afterwards, legislator Ed Rath, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said, "Residents can rest assured the sheriff's cell phone tracking equipment is being properly used."
"I think the sheriff did a wonderful job today of explaining specifically what it's being used for, how our Fourth Amendment rights are being protected in Erie County, and the fact that it's not ever being used for any type of unnecessary or inappropriate purposes."
But legislator Patrick Burke isn't satisfied with Howard's limited answers about the $350,000 device.
"I've never thought that they could record conversations. What they can do is record your information and data without you knowing about it, which is still a concern for me, and I still need assurances, physical proof, other than the sheriff's word, and I'm not questioning whether he's an honorable man, but I need evidence that this is being used appropriately."
Burke says as representatives of the people, the legislature does have a say in cell phone surveillance by law enforcement. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.